Mayim here. Shir Hashirim. We're moving ahead. Shir Hashirim. Perek Ches Posek Zayin. Mayim Rabim. Many waters. Lo yuchlo chabes es o'avo. Cannot put out the love. Yeah. Unohores lo yishtefua. And the rivers can't drown it. That's how great the love. Im yitein ish es hoin es kol hoin beisoy be'avo. If a man would give all of his wealth for this love, boiz yavuzu loy, they would be mevazeh him. They would say, nah, well, absolutely not. In other words, all right, let's see what Rashi learns. Mayim rabim, what? You can't get rid of my love remains, and there's no way to extinguish that love. Who's talking to whom, we'll see. But it's obviously, but whatever. Let's see what Rashi says. But that's it. And if you give all your money, for no money in the world will we sell our love. Okay, Mayim Rabim, lo yuchlo l'chabes ha'so'avo al shekinom b'loshen reshofim. He caused them before a loshen of coal. Neifel aleim loshen yichbu. Because it said, what? Coal is something that fire when you burn something. What? Chamim, that's right. Where did he say that? Where was it? I don't remember anymore. Meat and kochli on extra chutz. It doesn't see it. What? Rish Peyes, that's right. I guess that's what he was referring to. Yeah. Because he referred to them as fire. So now I guess it wasn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, Rish Peyes, Shalevesya. Okay, so since he referred to the love as in the moshel of fire, a burning love, so he talks about it, Mayim Rabbi, because water is what puts out fire. Mayim Rabim Ho'umais. That's representative. Who's the Mayim Rabim? They're not going to put out our love with water. They're not just going to spray us with a fire hose. But the Umos are going to try to be mefate us away from our relationship with Hashem. Unhoras Sorei Malcheim. And the rivers, that's a marshal for their princes and their kings. Lo Yishtefua, they won't drown it. Ayidei Chosek Ve'emo. Through force or through fear. They ain't drowning us no way. Not through koyach choizek ve'emo and scaring us and threatening us, and not through niceness, pitui. They're going to talk us into it. Here, please come and join us. And that's to mesis medea, to talk people away from Hashem.
There's also a nevuah.
What?
There's also like a nevuah.
Yeah, that it's not going to succeed. Yeah,
you see that. As,
it sounds also like it's stronger.
You mean?
Is stronger than the.
What? Why? The afari de pitui.
And no.
That's very interesting. What does that mean? You hear that? That's very interesting. In other words, strength is one thing. That we can stand up to. So you're coming to me with force, that brings out my resistance. But pitui, my friend, it's a whole different story. So even that's more dangerous. And it's true. When the goyim are our enemies, we're less influenced by them, right? That's what's happening today. All throughout history, they were able to, sociologically, they say that the Jewish people kept their identity because they were always being persecuted.
So, what? See Israel in America.
That's right, you're right.
And you see up north, there's more Itbalut than Jerusalem.
You're right. When you're afraid, when there's enemies, the same thing in Europe. And Europe was much less, and once, where did it start? The pollute, the assimilation, when they started getting accepted in society. In Germany, the Jews were accepted; they were the highest. You know, whenever they got up there, that's when it became more dangerous. Okay, it's very good. Thank you for pointing that out. In order to exchange for your love. In other words, here I'll give you all this money in the world, and I want you to leave your love of Hashem. Boiz Yavuzuloi, Kol Eile HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beistino Me'idin Shekach Knesset Yisrael Misrapekes Al Doido. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Bezdin are testifying that that's the extent of the connection of the love, of the loving relationship that we're so clinging together, that even force, even pitui, and even money, is that the third, is that even more? It's not mashma in the loshim, but according to your thing, this is the most influential, even for money. You know, my money talks. So that's, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made.
What is Atom?
What?
What is the last word?
What? Mr. Pekas Aldodo?
No, Atom.
Ato. I didn't see that. Ato, that goes, that's introducing the next one. Ocho Yislonu Ktano. That's Hemshech. Okay, so, but what does that mean? What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made? I mean, just to be a little bit, what do you call it? Shlema HaMelech, that was enough for me. Shlema HaMelech says he has a nevuah, but this is even stronger. This is Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Klal Yisrael. That's not Shayach. No, Hol Shir Hashirim is Shlema HaMelech's nevuah.
Okay, that's Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Not the same level. Eidus Me'idin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beizdinoi. I think this is stronger. I think so.
It's definitely a different lesson.
What?
Definitely a stronger lesson.
Yeah. Shlema, the whole thing is, why is this, is what's it, this is only, this is Me'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beisdino. There is the whole thing is Shlema HaMelech. I mean, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on Klal Yisrael.
Why is this more Eidus than the other? So can
because the other is Nevuah, the other is Nevuah. No, because the other Shlema, no, because here. Because
Rashi says.
No, wait. The whole thing is a Nevuah from Shlema HaMelech. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, so that's an Eidus. But I would say just one more thing. Is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Dinoi? Obviously, that's
who's
this.
Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu
through
Shlema.
What?
No. Through Shlema. This whole thing is
Eidus. Obviously, it's to the Nebuah, but it's Eidus. It wasn't just
Okay,
the
so the whole Shir Hashirim is Eidus.
Why? Actually,
I'm
just told
him. So he's tightening that if the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So he says, Lemaisa, where is this Eidus recorded? One second. He's tightening. Just let's understand what he's saying. Then you can disagree with him. He's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. But how do you know HaKadosh was made? Through Shlema HaMelech. So it's the same as whatever Shlema HaMelech says. So I would say that's still stronger. Shlema HaMelech says this is what's going to be. That's one thing. Shlema HaMelech says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Shlema HaMelech says Klal Yisrael loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true. But Shlema HaMelech says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made that Klal Yisrael is going to be ready to give their lives. You won't be able to threaten them. You won't be able to entice them. You won't be able to buy them. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. That's, I think that Shlema HaMelech is saying it a step higher with a more, no? L'chayra. That's what it would seem. Anyway, that's what it would seem. So this is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlema HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on us. Okay.
That's
that we're not
going to.
What? Yeah. Well, look, throughout the Deiris.
I'm saying, no, but you speak about your, that who could have foretold something like that. If you look at what Yisrael went through and the fact that it wouldn't be because of it is very...
Yeah. I mean, the
if you would have told someone all the things that the atrocities happened, you'd say the pashtus is that they wouldn't be there anymore.
Or
yeah, I mean, the Holocaust is the hardest example because over there, whether you gave up or didn't, they wanted to kill us. You know, but in other things with crusades and
nothing,
this,
but afterwards, the fact that the Holocaust didn't.
I mean, for those that you mean, the fact that we're able to rebuild what we have today after Holocaust,
yeah,
everybody would have been,
people speak about
the Holocaust. Yeah, the Ponovizhirov was decimated in Europe, and now he comes and he's building a city on a hill in Bnei Brak. Was
that his
mind?
That needs a nevuah. Like, who could have foretold from like that?
That's right. That's right. That's very good. I didn't hear it like that. I heard more the B'shas Maisa, but the after, that's very good. Is very good. Look, who would believe? Who would believe? Everybody, anyone, I used to say it like that. Anyone had a brain in the 1940s thought it was all over. Well, what could be? In America, there was nothing. Eretz Yisrael had even less, or just as little, or very bad. There was nothing in the 40s in Eretz Yisrael. There was a couple of little, you know, here and there, a yeshiva, here and there, a yeshiva. And I look today. Right? Very good. Okay, so we have to make a video about that. That's another thing now. I'm going to ask him if he can make a video about that. Wow. That's, we've got to start videos on Shira Shira.
Okay.
What? You got only, no, but only, no, only in the Nimshel, not the Moshel. Okay, let's go. Okay, so like this. Ocho Islonu Ktano V'Shodayim Enlo. Yeah? We have a little sister and she doesn't have any shodayim. Okay, no breasts. Ma nasa l'achoyseinu b'yoyim sheyedubar bo. What are we going to do for our sister on the day when it's yeduba, when she's spoken for? We'll see what that means. Rashi. Ochos lo kitala b'tachtoinim. In this world. Shehi mis'acho u'mischaberes u'mis'ava li'oy simonu. She tries to unite and connect and desire to be with us. I guess it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Dinoy, just like they were speaking before. I'm assuming, yeah. That's the Ato, yeah, that's what I'm assuming. V'hi k'tanu umaktenes es atzma. She's small, and she puts herself down. She humbles herself, okay? Mikol ha'umais, from all the other nations, kin shenema lo merubchem. What does it mean? She humbles herself more than the other nations. Viktana mikolo, that I understand. Umaktenes es atzmo, shehem maktinim atzmom. Loi merubchem shehem maktinim atzmom. I don't understand that.
Who's talking to?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Besdinoy is talking about. Is speaking about the Klal Yisrael, but there's Ochos Lonu Batachtoinim. She's Misache, she's Misave. She wants to be connected to us. Leo Simonu, Diktana Umaktenes Es Atzm Kol Umos Kin Shnebala Merubchem Shei Maktinim Atzmo. What? Yeah, but why is that Maktinim? Lo Merubchem. Very good. What a bikis.
Rashi says, Varim Zayin.
Okay. I gotta be a bookie to know that too. Okay, you have to at least have the chush for Bikias. But good, okay. So that's what Rashi says over there, which says, Lomei Rubchem, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Klal Yisrael, they put them down. Avraham Avinu said, Ofiv Efer, one said Tolas, whatever, one said Chveis, V'nachnu Mo, we're nothing. Okay. Ochois Loshen Ichui. Ichui was a Loshen of connecting. Elu kroim she'ein misachin. Oh, these are rips that cannot be sewn together. They can't be put together completely. So that's the ochis. The loshen is a loshen of connection. That's why Rashi says misacho u'mischaberes u'misav. Okay. V'shodayim en lo. What does that mean? Ki inyan shenema begolus Mitzrayim shodayim nochoinu. Her shodayim were developed. Behagia eis hageula. Avozu shodayim en lo adayin lo higia atol eis doidim. It's not yet the time. If it's shodayim en lo, I guess that's a very, very interesting thing. It's not yet to the time of love. I guess she's a child. So romantic love. Oh, that's very interesting. It gets more and more graphic every time. With romantic love, it has a physical component. And she's a child. You love a child without the shodayim. But the Torah says it's not that type of love. It's not physical. It's an emotional. It's a different kind of a connection. But here, Shodayim Ein Lo says that the Klal Yisrael has not yet reached the time of true love. I guess the Eis HaGeula. I guess when we're still in Golos, we can't. That love is I would say Bekoyach and not Bepoil. It's Bekoyach. It's not there yet. Its potential is there. So she doesn't have yet the Shodayim, which means that Adayin Lo Higia. The time of love, Shadayim represents the time of love because of the physical maturity which allows for the ultimate expressions of romantic love, and therefore that the love, that even with all the love that we've been talking about in the Golus, that Shlema HaMelech now seems to compare that to Shadayim Enlo. That's still Nachal's garnished. That's nothing compared to what's going to be B'Shas HaGeula. She's not yet ready for that level of love. We're not on the Madrega spiritually. We have Averis. The reasons for the Churban haven't been rectified, and so forth and so on. So Mamela, we're not ready. We're not yet in that state of the potential of the actualizing the full romantic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we could have, that we will have, Be'ez Hashem. Manasel Achaseil B'Yom Shidu Baba Kisha Umais Mislachshim Olei Lachido. When the nations are talking or lachash, whispering to destroy her, they said, let's come and destroy the Klal Yisrael. So what are we going to do? Now, what does that mean? So he's going to say the next pasuk. Pashtus, that means manasel achiseinu. In other words, there's a problem. She's not yet ready for the geula. She's not yet, I guess, kol zman that we're still shakua in the chatoyim that brought about the golus in the first place. So we're not yet ready for the geula. So we're not yet ready for that ultimate romantic embrace, romantic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's going to be in the meantime? In the meantime, they're out to destroy us. We got a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We love him bikoyach, in potential. We're not yet ready for the fullest expression. And in the meantime, they're trying to destroy us. So what do we do? So the next pasuk says...
Can you read it one piece, please?
What?
Which?
Which? From where?
From
the whole thing? Oh boy, I'm in trouble now. Achuslonu batachtoinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu beis dinoi. They're talking. They say the Klal Yisrael wants to connect with us. We're the Klal Yisrael is in the Golus, and we want to connect with Hashem. And we're not only are we ktano, but we're maktenes es atzmenu. In other words, we look at ourselves. Even though Hashem has chosen us, we still consider ourselves to be nothing. That's what you pointed out. Ochos is a loshen ichui, connecting, like a rip that you want to sew it together. Shadayim en lo,
that's what.
These are rips that can't be sewn together. Yeah, Shane, they can't be.
They're the opposite of Ichur.
No, he's just proving the lotion of Ichur is...
No.
Yes.
He's explaining what is
Elukrayim. I don't think
what is the Elukrayim?
It's a quote from someplace.
No, it's not.
It's a quote from Moed Cotton 26A. That's what it says here. It's a quote from Moed Cotton. It's a quote from the...
These are all...
No, it's just proving the lotion.
Lashon is Elu.
No, not Elu. The Lashon is Misach. He wants to show Ochus is a Lashon Ichui. As it says, Elu Kroim, these are rips, has nothing to do with us. They're rips that you have, there's certain times.
That's a verbatim from somewhere else.
Yeah. Certain rips can't be sewn together. There are certain rips that you can sew together. Certain rips are so badly damaged you can't sew it together. I'm sure that's all he wants to bring. He's bringing from Chazal the Lashon. Okay? Now may I continue? Come on. We have no time. We got to finish. We have a deadline. Okay? What does it say, Kimo? What?
No, ours says Kimo.
Where? Loshen Ichui Kimo?
Oh,
no. Ah.
The old version doesn't say Kimo. Ours says Kimo.
Ah, this doesn't either.
Rashi didn't say it. Okay, added it.
Okay, very good. Okay, so now you got it?
Oh, they just saw it.
Okay, let's go. Thank you for that. Okay, and then Shadayim, no, V'Shadayim Ein Lo, like it says, Shadayim Nechoinu, that they're not yet developed. What does it mean? The Yais HaGe'ula, she's going to be ready for the ultimate relationship with Hashem. It says over there, the post says, Ein Lo Yiro Aser Lekim Zlo Asecho. They'll be mamish beyond anything we ever imagined. So that we're not ready for that yet. So what's going to be the umoy? She's not yet ready for the ultimate love, which is the geula. Right? So now, now we got a problem. We're stuck in Golus because we're not ready for the ultimate. And the Goyim don't stop trying to be, to come up with a plan to a final solution to destroy us. So what's going to be? So let's just do one more pasuk. It's late. Wait, it's very late. Test, let's try it. Try it quick. If she's a wall, we're going to build a silver fortress. And if she's a door, we're going to close it with luach orez, with cedar boards. What's all that about? Im techazek be'emunosov yerosalios kenegdom kechoymas nechoshish lo yekonsul toicho. If she's going to strengthen herself in her emuna and in her yira, that she should stand up against them like a wall of a copper wall, shlo yekonsul toicho, that she's such a strong barrier that they can't get in. Roitzalem shlo tischatin bom, she, that's what's the strong barrier? She wouldn't marry into them. Ve'em lo yevoh bo, and they won't come into her. And she will not be seduced by them. She won't allow them to seduce her into joining them, standing up against assimilation and intermarriage. Nivno le'atiras kosef, nihyelo le'ir mivtzor, will be like a fortress, ule keser ule noyen, like a crown, a beauty, a beautiful. V'nivne lo es'ir ha'kodesh u'beis ha'bechiro, and we build for her the Ir HaKodesh and the Beis HaBechira and the Beis HaMikdash. Very interesting. It sounds like that this pasuk says, huh? It sounds like this pasuk says that if Klal Yisrael will stand firm against assimilation, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says you're going to be taken out of the Golos. That's the trick. You have to stand. We refuse to assimilate. We refuse what?
If.
So at least we know what we got to do. No, I'm just thinking a message. You want to end all the tzaras? That's what we got to fight. It says, "Reitzalom shaloi tischaten." If this would happen, so in other words, I tell the world it's not enough to be a tzaddik in pelts. You know what a tzaddik in pelts is? Pelts was these big Russian fur coats, and they wore in the winter the heavy fur coats, inside fur and outside whatever, I don't know. So they were like this. A tzaddik in pelts means I wrap myself up in my pelts, and I'm warm, and the rest of the world can freeze to death. Who cares? You know. So that's no, you can't be. If I can't, if we want to bring the geula, what we got to do is to make sure that lo tischaten velo lo tispate lahem. Okay, v'imdelesi hasaveves al tzireo, she turns around on her hinges. Uva'akish olea hi niftachas, and when everyone knocks on it, it opens. In other words, like I guess a weak door. Afi im tiftach lahem v'yosheim boim bo v'hi bohem. If she's going to open up the door and let the goyim into her life and let them entice her to join them or to come into her life, then we're going to put wooden boards that are going to rot, and the worms, what are they called? What eats wood?
Termites.
And the termites, maybe that means. Knesset Yisrael has a response to this. So Bekitza, we're told right over here that if we're going to be strong and not let them in, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build a Beis HaMikdash for us, and the Golos will be over. But if we're going to have like an easy door, the minute they knock on the door opens wide, yeah, I've been waiting for you, come in, then there's going to be Tzoros. Okay, we can't do that now. Is it next time? Seven, what's today?
This
10?
Is just a little chaval, seven right.
Okay, now. Well, next time we're at the answer, and maybe we'll finish up by next time. Very good. Shkoyach, I'm sorry we went over time. Okay.
Happens to be the next one.